attended some of the meetings, but whether he goes along with, you know, with the things they're doing, I don't know. Maybe Matt would know better.
Well, Matt also told me that Tommy was wanting to be involved, but I don't know. Tommy hasn't given me any report on it. I don't know how much involved he can put in there. But we could bring it up this afternoon.
The reason why I bring it up was because we're having this meeting for signature authorization again for different village things. When I first thought that it was 20 houses for salary, 20 houses for contracts, and that type of thing. I didn't know just whether we can absorb those kind of, that many more houses in each one of these villages. And it's important that we do with proper planning and everything. We don't want to wind up with so many houses in some of the small villages where they won't be able to use all of them. And that's the only thing why I interject with that.
Guilford.
Bill, do you have something?
I was going to ask, would this interfere with the city council, this elders council?
No. The city councils are pretty much working with this now. They have been from the beginning. But what happens is, you know how city councils are, they change people almost every year. So if they change more than half of the people on the city council, we end up having to go back and explain it to them again and try to pull them back in.
I just want to make it clear so rest of the council understand.
Well, the way this thing is put together, what they do is they build a plan. And the plan is for each village have their own plan, and they work it out with the village, and then they put them together for the region, all the village plans. At least that's the way we try to make it work. Sometimes it doesn't quite work out like that. Because, take housing for an example again. When we try to do this, sometimes it's too slow. And the housing authority has a chance to grab a bunch of houses, for instance, and they'll just go grab them. Because they might not get another chance at them for another year or two, or maybe 5 years. So they grab them and they just put them in without following the plan. And what happens is, well, Ambler, for instance. You got single kids, 20 years old, getting four-bedroom houses because they put too many there. But the way Tommy has to work at it, he's got to grab the money and then try to put the houses out. And there isn't enough planning behind it, so he ends up with an extra house here or not enough over here. And that's because he has to work fast. Now, there's nothing we can do about that kind of thing. He's doing the best he can with that, but it's outside the plan, and it's going to create other problems as we go along. But if we put this plan together and people try to work with it, eventually, down the road, then we'll have the plans. And when they do this, it'll be what the people want, and they'll be put in the right way.
I think our idea is real great because, like Johnny said, right now, Tommy and the board is just looking at where the money, where we can do that. Portland had 64 last fall that they weren't going to use. We took a shot at getting those 64, even though that we didn't know where we were going to put them. Things like this, But I think that being involved in this whole thing would be worthwhile because, like in Chungnak, we have two extra houses or something like that. We don't know who to give to.
We know that we do need some houses. A lot of them here at Constable, for instance. But the number thing is just like gambling. You just try to, like Johnny said, you just try to grab as many as you possibly can while you can. And the housing situation, the way it is, you never know when you're going to be able to get the next round of houses. And even if you do grab this, we don't know whether we would get all of what we asked for, and that's kind of a game, really.
And the other thing too is you get so many, and they might need only two of them, and Buckland, say. Well, you can't put out a contract for two houses, so you give them five instead. So it's pretty tough.
What
for?
That starts with Ben Hardin, BIE, or...
Well, he had how many last summer?
Four. Last summer, yeah, it's four.
Yeah.
None of them.
These things, see, there's still most people that need more houses out there, but they don't know sometimes.
Mm. And it's going to take a while before you, you know, the planning effort gets ahead of what you have to do, but it's worth it to be involved in it so that, because they, you know, that planner we got down there can't plan by himself. He's got to have you guys working with him. And so that's the whole thing. And I think it's good. And even if it doesn't work for some cases right away, eventually it'll work.
Plan na kuno wa iglektin na kuno daman na ku lukas ku lu pi galak tu amin na ku luktok te na si kon sabo tu kaftan asi lipsi ini si malu ku asi al kaksok talu it na aki dan ini te na malu ti galak mulan na ka tu ni ra galak mulan we jenu fan.
I'd like to change that. Take one word out. It says village governments can take an active part. I think we should take that can out and just take village governments take an active part in it.
Mm-hmm.
Direct them to. Okay, the next one is to try to get the parents to become more involved in school. And this wouldn't work except for our spirit program, because in the past, most of the parents in our region, they don't know nothing about Western jobs, Western schooling. So they stay out of it. And even if you have a parent-teacher organization, the teachers always control it. And, you know, and that kind of thing. But if we put our program into effect, our spirit program, we've said that these Nalalmi jobs are important. That's the first thing we set up here. And our people have to learn them better than they have in the past. So now we're saying, with that kind of program, then the parents should become concerned about this, and they should get involved in it. So we need them to be telling the teachers and their school boards what's best for their kids. So we want them to get involved, and they should attend these meetings, and they should tell those people who are working for them that they want their kids to learn and learn more. And the teachers will work harder if they get that kind of support from the community, and they'll be tougher on the kids. Right now, some of the schools, there's two that are really bad, and I think it'll show up where the teachers are having a heck of a time doing anything, and that's Amber and Kivalina. Those two places, you can tell when you talk to the kids, because we've been talking to kids as we go along. And this kind of thing will change that. Now, what happens if they, you know, if the parents don't get that involved in it, after a period of time, what you end up with are school teachers who don't care. And you can see that. I didn't go to Kivalina, but I knew that from what the other people said, they talked about it. But Amber, I could sure tell. The teachers had no control. They just sat around just like they were part of the kids. Nothing. They had no discipline in that school. And that's not totally the teacher's fault. That's part of the parents' fault too. So what we're saying here is the parents should get involved, so that we can straighten that out, and the kids learn, because they have to if our program is going to work.
Tamna tuglak anga yokat nuna ke dangni ni aglag bingni wani yigas yisal khatni yalak shoot il yone khati gun wa itok wa na ngal la pa tok tamna Bakshak no time to talk, Nalukminika, it took a commercial litniga survey gun. Wali School Board Takhanasut, three high school boys, advisory school board them. Wasi apakah kita muka, anu kusi wa school board tau kusi jadi kangen misi wa ina. Wa, kebelakang wa katlani pilih saya itu ilimitasi school board tau ting, school board tau ting masut. High school kids, kami high school yang kami sot nota in the early 20s. Wa te nasnik, wakakak kok tuut, menakirap titni ililigawut, ilit kok luwit pikawut, aglalayak kita kawut, itna wawut ang iyo pangroni ma e paneme ang iyo kapta ano ka glagbi ko na iglang na yakagun na luplugu tayo na glagbi mo ang lagtino niligaan ni kahit katakto wawut ame mara kahit katakto na bigalaw kang ato tapan ang lan uglupak ang iyo kat mara ilitso ka pruting panik si mata ang glagbi mo iwane involved ililugit with ililigaan ni ang lagtino na yakagun na tigun wa pinyaksi ka lakto pinyaksi kagun na wa Tamna, dalam ngerokun values makko disordinate kahun ketunuga orang ting, tetapi ini siksa nanti kun perkutik dulu lemna dalam ngapakti langa aglagbim, nagoni disaka kene siksa nanti kun mana dalam ngerokun perkutik dulu nagoni aglagak tak mata aglalo to orang lok mengadik kun makko angajukat responsible mulut jadi sangat digunakan tamna itu tamna kenyal lupa kuat eldumuroni fizik sabtu pun mendame ini sort naik kaput ini per values jadna pingin sahota gua semua ayuh pengen cakap nak lumiti pun ilat sira tak opting ilgabuk semua kisahing kisahing mendat tak ilinya lu pingin kasihnya mula Adalah dua ublu pak orang ni ikut juga disiplin tinggal nermin orang ni ikut orang diutara keliru sebuleh teromnuk tinggal orang titik agak lebih muncak ke nak tapi si dia nak mer.
John, if program here in the school while we were living here 4 years ago, I think once a month. Teachers would ask the parents to visit them and talk with the teachers, see how the kids are doing. You know, they didn't have to take the whole class, but they kind of pick out the ones that not doing good in school and pick out the parents of those kids. I don't know if that program still going on or not. Samnova, Pani Namnuk. In the school, Lami, once a month, to do a pay money, teach it. One night, I see, in the classroom, Mangi, you want it. The Matko, get a lobster, you Lama, if you don't have a job, it's not. You see, you lose a paycheck, I love the sour road, it's not. Kalau yang panik, kalau orang ni video orang ni, asalnya kalau yang panik tak amu apa sih? Wei, na aku tak kata dia tu sih, kita kalau orang yang panik orang lu, karena itu orang pun lain nak tahu tahu rumah kita, juga dia orang nak apa puni, na sekolah tu, tahu ni juga ibu itu, tapi sahup lu ni, nanti kau tu berita. Nasib nampak nampak sikap tak kita mengawal pelari itu buat si cap pun kau tiga itu tahu rumah si buih itu si kacang kalau sahau beri nak dalih si buih tahu logo cerita nampak nampak logo tu cerita pelita advisor school nampak nampak ni pasal jauh itu mana jadi kau makan pinjar tak ada lah.
I, you know, the one of the problems in every village we talk, they bring it up every time we have these spirit meetings. The only place they never talked about it is Kotzebue, I think. That everybody knows every village has that problem. And the way it's always brought up to us is that parents, when teachers or somebody talks to them, city council, whoever, they always they protect their children, even though they're wrong. And the reason for that is because that's the way it was in the old days, you know, because we love our children. But what in the old days, we also had the way we lived, everybody loved everybody's children, so anybody could soak them, you know, anytime, and they, you know, and that was okay because they're just like other parents. But now, when we don't do that, the only ones left to take care of the kids are the parents, and they, you know, they don't matter how bad they are, they fight the teacher, they fight the council, they fight everybody to do it. So this kind of support couldn't work before. But with this program, what the elders could do is say, look, we can't have this. We're hurting the kids. Because if we let them get away with things that are not right, they're not going to learn. And when they grow up, they're not going to be very good people either. So what you've got to do is take that and tell the people that, you know, that we've got to change this, and the way to change it is for us to work through this program together, and we start teaching our kids that they need to learn, and they can't goof off. They have to follow the rules because that's better for them when they get older. And the parents can't be just trying to protect them all the time. The parents have to look at those kids of theirs not only as their kids, but they're responsible to the whole village too. And so they've got to look at it that way instead of just trying to protect them all the time.
Wa en yo na hapta abla gune kanu wal rakso matigut ne ikofta matigut ama yo kapti nun ama yo wanga kusa meka oka kama de nto singun namne ikofta sija pun na kaso sija no asiri ublupak mumik sita na lumik tipuk abla gune sulak kenya kelo teacher ek mulamne no tami lilga Kau tak nak sih ini prinsipalam, kau tak malu dia dah nak kayak ini agak yo kau mungkin, ukah kau ni hitman, agak yo kau ngah dah nak sulu kau ni dah munga prinsipalam hitna sulu waktu, asih tema agak lagu itu na, kanu kemnya ilijak lu, tapi na lor muni sibulan ni ikal waktu agak yo kau itu ngan ek, namun agak yo kau macam sahunek dibusuk. Ini sebulu kuni, asli temen juga tanen nalar ni cun ni, anga yo kangen etna protektas itu, terus put pagi ni dah flu etna wot iluk kita kai put uap itu, asli temen nalar ni cun ni etna ini wohame nalar ni dah pun kisim itu ni kalau kisim wohane etna ini wohane, wot etna ilipman ublupak, una sebab kumenye pelak kalau tak aglanu wa ublupak orang ni siap titni uap Umumnya spirit program ini pem ini posisi sangat kangenik orang ni siap titne, una gunung si mata optiko, etna lawan ngelakun ini juga awat ini waktu ni ada opting, una sabale jene pi sabale sab ame sabar nyawane itu menyecok, anjo kapiat una akhirnya etna involved ini gume, una lawan ngelak petamna ini mutu pet.
Tamna kau di talak terlalu beli, bagaimana school board jadi nerving me, dia amat tamna ngaji kanun alah sok tu tinggi kalau ikut sulle, agak juving me ilan ni, dia alu gromit, nalar ngadromit sebab akan rendah pada, ngaji kanun itu set ngaji konoa ibit, jadi dia alu grom tamna ili tip sara kerja. Nagaka ang ayokang uplo ni, ketunog orak, nalon nasuwilu pinyerectune set nakutro tigi ikshoni yalu grokon tablo mona tresuli yalu grom tabna tigi tigi tara rega set nadeji siligi yana tablo mata nagana onni na yalu grok sumakat la si zakto etan set nakutro tigi ikshoni pini ubasin tuwa kati yali kimnya lakaksoa iya yalu grok nuk nalet nalon rekman kanokti aku set nyalut nilaga set nyalut nilaga wasim tanda inyuna rekam nilaga yalu grok maka kanoknya ukaksa set saat madin gitu gitu
Epane, beberapa pagi kita, roti kita, kita nolle purunne sok pagi semua nago. Pagi kami sihut piyak covid sakit ni, hanga jauh hangi lab tor ni sewak negatif, alak sewak negatif. Asiwa ublu pak tekna inrekman, wa hanga jauh hangu rasanya sakit nol tekna iluk sak telekapta. Mana kau sejadi muktorun ini kita pilihan ini, wa elders council itna unak kira me angaju kangaroh kajat alangsur lekpading angaju kangaroh dan ini itu, donji kutau ini tema values ni, love our children ini tu, terus pagi blue je donji kutau tu, asyik pagi kapting pihak kulit sangat ini mana alangsur di naik pun, asyik tena pagi blue. Inyum Allah sebagai isyarat, buat aku tahu menyalu dan nak pilih sanggup nuwa nak kulu, kulu kasih dua puluh kau dia, mereka doh.
Sam, at our school right now, when we start doing it like this, it works better. You know, in fact, only the principal used to take over something, a problem. But nowadays in our school, I'm one of the advisors people. The teachers make notes, and it takes 5 referrals to restrict a child when their child keeps repeating something that the child shouldn't do. After 5 referrals, then they restrict them from some activities they like to do, and that is punish them. A teacher, not a principal, write a note, and they pile them up in principal's office. And then in our meeting, the principal brings them to us, and we talk about them, and we contact the parents, and they know about it. They can't take back to their children because a lot of them are involved like that. Tamna, Amaniye Atukapu, Sivoni, Principal of Kenyam, Pinmo. Mako Ubu, Advisory School Board Nalukuru, Tony Stone, Kanaki Kuru, Principal of Tamna, Akna, Principal of Inali Uta of the Tribune, Liza Kanokinman, Kulam Rulangin Nagiman, Kitanga Dabuma Aglan Lakuni, principal of Tetangano Nigeravita has been Yak Dano Portugal of Luce, nothing at Kalimane Land, Dana Navismo, Hakuhego Timo, Debra, who loving activity, Pisa La Flu, 1 week, he was picked up Lu. Nothing after Hangayopat, Hanul Vikat, that coaching principal of Katitotin, Yiga Pure. Wurus Katikapta advice is school for the Rumali Divali Divali School for the name is the face Louis. Surely Angayukani Divisal of Kahuis with Mata Angayukango Hanul Guise have learned the breath. Nothing to do, you have to take it, whether you like it or not. Many of them say that right now. It works better that way.
Mm-hmm. And if you get the our whole spirit program going and those values,
mm-hmm,
and look at it that way, it makes a difference. You know, the parents have to look at it different if they try to live by those values.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want.
I think they're trying to do that in those values.
Yeah.
But going back to what Grace said, you know, I could comment on this one particular student. You know, things like this can get away, you know, if the parents don't do something. So this one particular student wanted to smoke right in the schoolyard, right in the hallways and everything. He didn't want to have no laws, smoking laws in the school system. These things can keep going on unless the parents do something about it. You know, the school system is trying to do something about it, but the parents are not.
Okay, the next one has to do with outsiders that come in, not only Nalalmis, but other outsiders, Hawaiians, whatever kind that come in. And the people from other parts of the world, they don't have a program like ours. You know, we've talked about this is the first one that we know of that's like this, the way ours is. And the people that work for us, because they work for us, even if they don't understand it, that's what they're supposed to be doing. They won't understand what we're doing. And what we've got to do then, because they're going to be here, most of them, only a short time. You know, maybe only one visit, a few hours, maybe one day, maybe a year or two. They're not going to understand it totally. It's hard. This is a hard thing to understand. So the best, easiest way to get the right thing done for us is for us to learn how to use their system. And we use their system. And we put our own people in their system. And that's what this says. We should be not expect them to change our way. It won't work. Maybe with few people, but not with most of them. So what we should do, we should make it our responsibility to learn their ways and use their organizations, their systems, for our own good.
But go it is out in that side coat, can you see their loot, it is a loot, what pinning anything at you, can you see my book? What woke my nasu, a conic, can you see your loot, knock off to a cocktail now have to, my nasu, no down along the look at them, knock a lamit, Sabak Kuminaton, the corner socket, knock the Romania to Napalukatuk, take me to Nakman. Wok in your bang around ne in your permit, it is causing a negligible anic tony. The law mem, the Matkosa vote nani, it is Joga Luch, I see a duty absolute, Nunaki Raptinun, Naku Lulik Saptigun. What I'm not up to Mona it took. It is you who up to nick the law mem, Sabot Nana, Sue Sigpan, kayutik shota waptinun waptinne ki jil jugo aasi waptinne kayutik aasi jugo inyu pepti
sa. These other people, when they come to live with us and do these jobs, we should let them try to be a part of what we're doing. Even if they don't understand it, they'll feel better about us. They'll talk to us before they do things that are maybe different. And this is, we talked about that before. We should encourage the Nalalmis to be part of our village program. That's the next one.
Inu pengo ngicot nun akhir api nun tikicot di kayu di nakhnik sukun dan nanti aku bawa tak kok toluj asi ini sort narluj birak sangat mewut gua kangen si yang umur sukun dan nanti aku kayu lus you routing kayu door lus you routing pergi sangat runai semua dulu gua damna abad muni kayu pergi sukun ikut kok ame inu pengo ngicot.
The next one is that everybody in the village, the parents, all of you, should encourage the young people to get educated, and when they get a job, help them stick with it. Because one of the problems we have is that our people don't stick to these jobs, and after a while, next thing you know, and allow me, they have, you know, they can't. Our own people, we try. Maniliq is probably the best example, because they get so many different kind of jobs. They'll try to get an Inupiaq to fill the job, and Inupiaq don't like it, they quit, or they something happens, and or they want to go hunting or something. They keep quitting, and pretty soon somebody like Marie. She can't, the job can't get done, so she'll have to hire an Alawmi who's going to stick with the job, and we've got to get our people to start doing that, and this is real important for the ones that require college education. We've got to support our kids that are that way, and we got programs that will try to identify those ones that can go to college and finish college. And they can't, it's real tough for our kids to do that. Even my kids, you know, who've been growing up pretty much like Nalalmis, I've kind of raised so that they can do things on their own. I mean, real young, you know, like girls and all, let them learn how to hunt. Even though it's illegal, let them all learn to drive before they're teenagers. If they want to get into dangerous things like motorcycle racing, snow machine races, I let them go because I want to make them tough so they can do these things. And they're still dropping out of college. It's real tough for them to get away and go to college. And it's got to be tougher for other kids too, especially the way they grow up close to their families, to go away and try to do something that's hard. And the only way we're going to get them to do that is to support them. I mean, really support them. And it might be that we have to support them as a village, not just as parents, but as a whole village, as elders. It's important that these kids learn those jobs so they can come back and help us. So somehow, we got to figure out how to do it. Maybe when they come home from school, the elders should even get together and say, you know, we're going to have, let's welcome them home. Because they're doing something for us, and have a feast or something, and recognize them, and tell them how much we support them.
Wanga jepang roni naka nunakik mini makono tawut aslaktot naka ilisaktot sabamun sabakarnehimut bicuk saluj naka kanuk ikayu diyu menyaupta tamat kununa. Aglag bingming katahlik sangat ni picuk salu na picuk sabti ko nungpa inok na pelatok tam na ublupak suwaluk sopayak mani ikayutik solo kanyo penon nalongmis kanyam kaya namin kalikora kakon ni kaya nalongmis kanyam kong ublupak sabakit ko nga inyo pen sabak sagalonga Nguyen Kalafat Savat Mani Runaket Tigni, Aglan, in your parrot captain, Tamana Tigum Milliwood, you would pick Kangits. What after Mona, Kangship Karlo, pick up thing in your pen, Tamatko, Ikayutik Sorot, Ikayutik Sorgolotot, Pichuk Sarluit, Ketun Rarikot, Aglatot. Isu gusi kalau ngesa aglang nak pata picuk sahut, asy aglang ayak nak pata, maka unik juga aglang ayak kalau orang tet nasi kata lik sangat ni nyebab ngah suara aglang hat unak pakai suruh mengan ini si malu ini cuka ini dulu lik sangat dua nuk nampel lah tu ulu pak subalok, wa wakira ke ujung mah yang aglang ayak tak Fairbanks pun. Christmas vacation kahone utilik namin ipagsak utik si mabeng nichok for the second quarter for the second semester kal lagawa unnome wa ay sulilya pahanip namin wa mani itok sama asi tet nakman ay sulilya pah kalakto ni sa majakne pitlung naktok naklo juk sahlu, ed kongilnya pahlu. That weekend omni ed kuplu, anak tu pun omni. Kayak tu omni that weekend, nak kuplu, manti mesi, tekni cua awat, manti me tem kalak palu kesih mai nak tu. Manti me ikut kubu je esok cua awat, ikut ikhlas kubu jut kesih kesih pun nak tu. Aglan anak abak esok nak kubla aku nak esok nak tema manti rotik pada aglan kisah ni kayak isyutin tekni lid kusih kau awat. Mati rudik mana ilit kosa kau wahun cekna ehnya aglan picuk salu cekna pilak sarihimut suwata agla kisangati kun mada sabar inyu wek dongur cekna simit agla guting pening isok pata urat nalaumai cekna inyu pen sabak sange sabak sarakarai cekni cakatakta kubawut mumik sinar isok opting ketun ngarekau iligawut picuk sang isok opting tet nak sangat takut, kadang sangat takut. Wah, teman nak, wujud subalok, sabar ni kapta umur nenam sulit mana jatuh ni kene sabakti ni kapta. Umur agulalik sangat inok nak situ rak turun ik kalau tak hulu pak tap temu nak tu kasih masih rau tak agulalik kono nak hidup sama ik kalau tu.
We talked about this a lot.
Ipe rau tin.
We have two guys who went through the mill, you know. And the tough thing that they had to do was fight their home sickness. And you know, it costs money to go to college. And Nana gives scholarships, and Manita gives scholarships, the BIA gives scholarships. There should be some way where we require those students to send us their grades at the end of the semester and check up on how they're doing and then write them letters right after that semester. We're glad to see you doing really good in this area, but we noticed that you're having problems in this area. What's your problem, you know? And pichuk sak them that way. Send them the manila newspaper and with a personal letter from the president of that corporation. Same way with Nana, with personal letter and school district. And when they start getting that kind of support with regular correspondence from those corporations, they'll start to feel somebody cares about me being in school. But if we send them down there with not a word all that time until they get home, there's lots of days in between there to get discouraged, you know? So if we have these things, built-in things besides their own parents,
we're going to be doing is within a couple months I'm going to hire Dennis Tippelman. He's working for AFN in Washington now. You know Dennis, he ran Manila for a long time. Dennis, his background is education. He was a teacher. And he understands, now that he's gone away, he understands better our people and how they are and everything. I didn't think he was very good when he was here, because he was in his job and that's all he would think about. But after he left, he understood what we were trying to do. After he went down there within the Lalamese, then he could compare it. And so he changed his attitude. So I got the board to approve a program, and I'm going to hire him, and he's going to work for Nana to do these kinds of things, to make sure that these kids are taken care of, and if they got problems, to go to their school and help them get going. But one of the things I was just thinking of here when we got to this was that we could do one other thing. One of the hard things for us to do is write. Even me, even with all the schooling and all the writing I do in my work, I can't write letters. What we could do, and I could tell them to do, is to set up a program of tapes, and then he could get to the elders' councils in the village and say, okay, here are the people. Here are our kids that are in school, and we want you to send them a tape. And you could, if they can in your Bayraka, you do it in Ingbaf. If they can't, then you do it in English, and you send a tape. And then what we would do is, because almost everybody in college has got a tape recorder anyway, they have to tape record the lectures, the teachers, so they can study them again. If they don't, and they don't have any money, we'll buy them a tape recorder. And this way, then they're where they've got parents that can't write or have hard time writing, they can just talk on a tape too. And we can get that going. I think that would really help.
And a lot of them, once they get out there, and especially the first year, it's the first time they're away from their own people. And if there was somebody out there to keep an eye on them, and some place that they could go to, maybe to go nick it back to the lab together once in a while, or just talk about their problems. And after they get them off, they can go back to school again, and we need that kind of follow-up. We've talked about this a lot when I was living out there, and the ones that we know are out there that always need that kind of support.
Kanya si suk nak palu kisi tam naglar pichuk sara si sapu dua inok na pelak tu aglak si marori wane sabak tu kali sapu tu inyu pe no ramai kami inyu pe
amlo wa
inyu pe wane kosane ini kosane
kena kumbu papa tigil lak mukani paka marak si lak kami kanim paka ini mata awan si kami sabak kala onelok. Kalan ini ni dulu mengira tema tahunnya bahwa bukti yang coba periksa ni kalau seorang nak tulis negara jual white kena cukup cenderung khas June 30 ni ni aku ni tema nama nalu kalu tiga lapan nuk jenis lucu bunga mana ini kau periksa mac.
Okay, the next one is all of these you understand are, most of these things are for us to say how important it is for us to learn to use the Nalagmi ways and to get our people involved. This last one here on the village ones is the same thing. We should help our people or get into businesses that are there. Because right now when there's a business opportunity, our people never get into it. For instance, guiding is a good example. Very few of our people get into that. All Nalagmis, they move in, they make a living off of that, and our people are better equipped to do that. But there's a couple of reasons why they don't. They're not used to being in business, for one thing, so they hold back, and you have to kind of push them. And the other thing is that as soon as they get into business, we tear them down. We're jealous of them because they're making money. And and that's all of that is because we don't understand. Now, you understand that Nana has to be in business, but at first people didn't understand that either. And when we started to get tough, you know, you got to pay your bill, this kind of people get mad at us. I mean, it's our company, why don't they give it to us? You know, but the business doesn't work that way, and business is a part of the American system. And I, like when we were talking earlier, we were talking about Tommy Douglas at Ambler.